This is the ZMAR Podcast. Elite Benefits of America helps small and mid-sized companies with their health insurance programs. And now, your host, Butch ZMAR.
Today we're going to talk about small and mid-sized companies and how they can save a little bit more money and provide more leverage through level funding insurance products. This is quite different than what we call the fully insured. The big name insurance companies usually do a fully insured platform because they hide more profits in it. They don't have to disclose certain information, and it gives you less leverage, especially since the Affordable Care Act was put into place. I'm going to walk you through some of that. Maybe it'll give you some insight on some other opportunities. It may not be a good fit for your company, but there are companies that are able to leverage this type of plan on this level funded, which is a hybrid of a self-funded program. They're able to save 20-30%, sometimes more, maybe less, depending on risk models and plan designs. But it just gives you a lot more opportunity to help control some of the costs, and even to a point where you could actually get so far ahead of the game that you could actually eliminate any PPO restrictions and allow your employees to go anywhere they want, but a financial incentive to actually go to certain facilities that have a renegotiated cost and drastically lowers their out-of-pocket expense. But it does definitely open up the door. One of the reasons it's coming down the pipe, because obviously the premiums are going through the roof. The community rating policies that the Affordable Care Act brought in, and I'll walk through what the community ratings are here momentarily, but it changed the dynamics of the small to mid-sized companies on how they implement their health insurance plans. It's been in the works for a long time. It's not anything new. They had to figure out a way to bring a self-funded program to the smaller companies, essentially because they couldn't trust some small employers, let's say 15 lives. They got their own struggles, even with payroll, let alone to try to self-insure a health insurance plan. So they redesigned it so it makes it easier for the employer to budget for it and be able to stomach some of the ups and downs, but a lot more even. And that's why they call it level, because it's even for the employer and premium payments versus having to go up and down and just paying actual claims. The other reason is definitely fear or hesitation to move to anything new. And broker community is the same way. They are financially biased in some ways in certain sectors, especially the bigger insurance agencies. They get overrides and bonuses that some of the smaller agencies don't have access to because they're the large book. So they actually have a financial incentive to keep people or employers onto certain plans so they can increase their bonuses and whatnot. I mean, of course, we all got to make a living, but there are limitations, and it might be a good idea just to ask them what you're actually getting paid on that, or they're getting paid on it. You might be surprised, and then you could ask yourself, are you getting any value? Change is hard, but one of the reasons that the level funded programs are able to go to a lower premium is underwritten rates. Underwritten policies were pre-ACA or Affordable Care Act. Even small groups were underwritten at one point in time. Obviously, they didn't get declined in most cases. They could have, but in most cases, they weren't. They just got charged a certain rate based on the risk, which is what level funded is going back, or has been, and essentially your company can go back to that. So if you're a healthier company, you could have lower premiums and benefit from that. They do health histories on applications, or they'll pull a pharmacy database check based on pharmacy usage. Simple verification just to see what kind of risk model that they're willing to charge for it. Unlike the community ratings with the Affordable Care Act, it's more of a broader spectrum of pricing versus specific to your company. The Affordable Care Act had given each state a certain parameter of territory, so to speak, that you can pull rates together. So if you're in Cook County in Chicago, for example, every single company in Cook County, because it's all age rated, will be charged the same rate for the same plan at that specific age. That's community rating. The only thing that changes that a little bit is composite ratings, that they blend the average age, but it's still based on an age based on a community and expenses in that area. And you can't see what those expenses are. You just see what the premiums are. So you can't even segment and try to figure out different strategies to work around it. The price is what it is on a community rated platform. That's the fully insured. That's the traditional big insurance company, branded insurance companies out there, and how they're marketing their plans. It gives them a little bit more leverage as well, because they're seeing the data that you should have access to, but you can't. They're not going to provide it for you. And so it creates a disadvantage for you on the fully insured versus underwritten policies. But you don't have to be a healthy group. You don't need to be superhero healthy. You could actually have risk, and they're going to calculate that risk, and then you can make a determination before committing. But it does have to go through underwriting. So you could have risk inside your group, traditional stuff of high blood pressure, cholesterol, even maybe some height, weight, diabetes, and you could still get through underwriting. A lot of it's going to be based on how much premium's coming in, so therefore how many employees are there. Like a 5-employee company, and that's enrolled, not necessarily the number on payroll, and you will have a harder time with certain risk as if you were at 50 employees. And so they will give a lot more leeway based on premiums that are being collected through to the insurance company. So there can be some risk, and you can still save money. But underwritten rates are traditionally lower. They can be higher if the risk is higher. And so you just go back to the community rated. If you switch to a level funded that allows you the benefit of a lower premium, then if you have a high risk in a certain time frame, you could always circle back and go to the Affordable Care Act plans again, assuming that's what's available at that moment in time. So you could always change the business model of how you do your benefit package at a later date. So one other important thing besides underwriting, that's a huge thing for a lot of employers out there because they may have a big diverse mix between young and old or healthy and unhealthy, and they could take advantage of some lower rates based on health history. But another thing is once you're on there, one thing that's really cool is you get claims reports and data, but it's like inside information, but they allocate the claims based on certain criteria or categories. You're not going to know who's making the claim, even though some companies will know that internally, but you'll get a breakdown of how much money estimated was spent for ER visits, or how many visits were to the doctor and in the given year, or how many outpatient procedures versus inpatient procedures. So it's just a high-level overview of where your expenses are going. It allows you to leverage this information so you could be better at plan designs and implementation of a benefits program inside the company. Even if you're a smaller company, 10 employees, 15, 20, 30, it doesn't matter. You could still leverage the information. You could educate your employees more. You could put other programs in place, even though they may cost the employer some extra money, but it's going to lower your costs in the long run. And so you could really start grabbing a hold of this benefit package and really having some more control. Because traditionally, even employers that are too busy or don't understand enough, CFOs, HR professionals, they all get the renewal package and they have this conversation with their broker and they don't have enough claim information or data to actually make a decision. All they could do is spreadsheet some plans, see what other markets are doing. They're going to find out that it's not worth switching carriers that year, and then they're stuck with the same plan. And it's like this, I always call it the carrot on the treadmill. You just keep running, you don't know why, and it just seems like something that just keeps on going and you just have to suffer the cost. There's no analysis that can be done, such as if all of a sudden you have a office supply expense for a year that goes up through the roof or higher than normal, you could evaluate that. Where is the spending going? How much of an increase in certain areas? Maybe you're going through more paper, even though we're more electronic these days. You could analyze some of that data. You can't do it with healthcare on most fully insured platforms. It creates a huge issue for a lot of employers because they don't have leverage. They don't have control. So by moving to a level funder, doing self-funded programs, you're able to leverage this information a lot further. Just to dive a little bit further into it, if you get a claims report and there's an uptick in ER visits, well, we could go back to the employees and make sure they understand that they're better off going to urgent care versus ER. ER is the most expensive area to actually get services. A lot of employees traditionally will end up going to the ER last minute for sniffles, coughs, sore throats, or something they thought was an emergency ends up not being. And so the good news is if you go to the urgent care anyways and they're like, hey, this is serious, they're going to put you in the back of an ambulance and send you over there anyways. But at least you tried to mitigate or lower your costs initially. And like one example would be is if you were feeling chest pains, and the chest pains, you're like, I got to get this checked out. I'm not sure. This is persistent throughout the day. Instead of going to the ER, which could cost thousands of dollars, and then you could admit it, and then it would be tens of thousands. But most likely, you will be admitted and observed overnight because you're calling for chest pain, especially for adults. Well, if you went to urgent care and then they say, hey, let's just do a quick evaluation, they hook you up on a monitor and they check your heart. And if everything seems fine, they'll prescribe a treatment plan or whatever the case is at that moment in time. And it might cost you less than $1,000. If you went to ER, it's going to cost you at least a couple $1,000s plus the additional testing, plus the overnight stay or two, depending on what the situation is. And you're going to have to see by other people such as cardiologists, and the cost is just going to go straight through the roof. So we could educate the employees by limiting the access to ER and let them know that copay arrangements on traditional plans, or even if you have an HSA plan, the cost is still lower in an urgent care center. There are specific hours for those, but they're pretty broad, like all day long and even through the night. Some are 24 hours. So just check your urgent care locally or find out where the 24-hour locations are, because if you have kids, you're going to probably have one to visit every so often in the middle of the night. And if you think the only place open is the ER, it's going to cost you a pretty penny for something that could be a little bit more controlled. The other thing is prescription drugs. You could actually see some uptick on prescription drug usage. And so you could educate your employees by asking about for generics. You could talk about GoodRx. They're not a sponsor or anything, but GoodRx.com is a shopping tool. You type the medication in and you could actually possibly get coupons from the manufacturer or from GoodRx, from their sponsors, and be able to save costs, but you could also use it for a shopping tool. The big pharmacy on every street corner may not be the best pricing, even though they're everywhere. They're more convenient, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be the lower cost. It might be somewhere else, such as Costco or Osco or whatever local grocery store chains in your area. So you just may need to look that up and find out what the information might be to become a smarter consumer. And then also mail order, not only through the insurance company, but third-party mail order. Like Canada or overseas, there's different programs that could drastically lower your costs and not take an impact on your self-insured or level-funded program. Taking advantage of Teladoc services and making sure your employees have access to it and know that it's available and how to use it will be key, because a lot of those Teladoc services or you call into a doctor or you do a video conference with a physician or some other licensed professional that could administer services via a Teladoc service. And you could go through like a doctor's appointment on there. If they think that you need to go see a doctor, they'll tell you that. But you can minimize or eliminate the employee's cost by having a benefit like this. More and more plans, especially since COVID, are actually putting these plans built into the plans. They're enhancing it. In fact, we just got notifications from the big insurance company in the state of Illinois that they just broadened the scope of what they're doing with Teladoc. And so it's expanding to minimize people going to a doctor's office and possibly getting exposed or just wasting all that time, in my opinion, of sitting around at a sick doctor visit just so that you get maybe an antibiotic. And so it'll save a lot of time and money, especially because Teladoc services are already built in. You're prepaying that benefit through a premium. There's no copay, but there are some programs that you do have to still pay a copay, but it is definitely a service to actually bring that cost down and not make an impact. Whereas on a fully insured, it doesn't really make any difference. You could have big claims, small claims. Your premiums are going to go up at the same rate. Doesn't mean that you should go out and take advantage of it because it's going to impact everybody, but there are less repercussions on a fully insured versus level funded or self-funded. The other thing is giving employees the ability to shop the costs or give them shopping tools or how to do it. Most employees don't know. Even employers don't know. It creates a problem because you don't know how to look for it. There's no menu board. You can still get access to information as we have for years, but you just have to be a little bit of a smarter consumer. So like, for example, some people are like, I have to go to that teaching hospital because they're the greatest, but they cost more. And so educate your employees that maybe there's alternatives such as the suburban hospital systems or these standalone facilities for certain things. They're not asking you to not go to the teaching hospitals, but it could certainly make an impact if you take the smaller things and move them somewhere else and lower everybody's cost and start focusing on areas where you can control those costs versus just going with an open checkbook, essentially, to the teaching hospitals or more expensive facilities without knowing the cost.
Are you a CFO, HR professional, or owner of a company, big or small, and you're tired of the typical health insurance premium increases each and every year? Out of control premiums with no end in sight. Well, now there is the Elite Benefits Formula. This process has saved employers and their employees thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars each year. These strategies are avoided by most insurance professionals, and the insurance companies definitely do not want you to know about them. But Elite Benefits of America is ready to help you. Just about all employers in the Chicagoland area can now take advantage of some or all of these strategies and start saving money. Butch Zimar from Elite Benefits of America wants you to reach out to him today. Visit elitebenefits.net or call 708-535-3006.
Now, just to move this conversation a little bit higher, if the level funded or self-insured programs seem interesting and you start exploring it, certain case models or certain models for employers based on size and risk in the company, you might be able to leverage this concept further through what they call captive organizations. And so there are negativities to captives, but there's a lot of positives. You could take advantage of a bigger risk model through a captive. Captive is kind of like an umbrella company that all your employees go into for benefits only. It's not like a professional employer organization where you basically give up your employees and you rent them back. And that's we'll have conversations about those models as well. They are a good fit for certain people. Same thing with captive insurance models where they are a good fit for certain people, where you could leverage a larger pool risk model based on health risk, and they do screen a little bit harder, but if you're a healthier group, you might be able to take advantage of being part of a larger pool. You still are your own company. Nobody owns anything. It's just that you're basically sharing a health plan and leveraging a larger employee base, essentially, to lower the model. There is still risk involved, and you're still isolated to the risk that you bring to the table in addition to what the whole pool does. So you could end up in a bad pool over time as a whole, and then you end up having to move. However, you're still going to be based on many of the claims that you are contributing to that pool. You're going to be rated accordingly. It is definitely another model that could be brought to the table to take a look at and take advantage of lower rates. A lot of those captive organizations usually start 20, 25 employees and they go up from there. They won't do it typically for 10 employees. There are exceptions and certain carriers or companies that will do that, but most of the time you have to be a larger company. And still, that's still a small company, but there's a lot of employers out there that are under 20 employees in the Chicagoland market, and they just won't be able to take advantage of some of those. But I just wanted to ante up that conversation that there are other models you can move to once you get a feel for it, once you understand how the model works. It's different than fully insured, so there's some learning curves that go to. That's why there's a lot of fear and hesitation to move, but I tell you, you get a lot more control. And just in comparison with other insurance products, with your company, let's say workers' comp and business insurance, you know, at Elite Benefits, our focus is employee benefit programs. We do limited workers' comp business insurance, but we usually bring in experts that come into the table. But just from a high-level overview on the data that gets received on these programs, you're able to leverage. If your business insurance renewal comes back and says you're going to get an increase because you made some claims here and there, you can actually figure out what's in the details to figure out if you need to make adjustments. Same with workers' comp. Do you need to implement a safety program or not? Do you need to make some changes to the program? You could take those, and some of the insurance companies will actually give you a financial incentive by lowering your premiums by implementing those. And so we do it with other insurance products, but benefit packages traditionally have not been. And then they hide more of the profits, more of the administration cost. But by moving to a level funded or self-funded program, you're able to see some more of those costs. You can make a better educated decision. Even if it's to go back to the fully insured market, you have information versus just getting a blanket renewal with deductibles and copays. And then the only way you can control costs is by increasing copays, increasing deductibles, or out of pocket. And it's an endless game, because even the Affordable Care Act just announced what the maximum out of pocket is for 2022. And I think it's at $9,000 plus. And so we're already almost $10,000 max out of pocket on an Affordable Care Act. And so the cost is means to an end by increasing it just to control costs. We have to find a better solution. And that's why level funded and self-funded programs are definitely a moving trend, has been for years. And I think businesses definitely in the Chicago tri-state area should start taking advantage of it. Just a quick update on Biden's open enrollment executive order. It started on Monday, February 15th. And I tell you, for our office, it's definitely, if you want to call it, a slow start. But I tell you, there's 100% of the cases that came in this week that we end up writing individual or family policies for, they were all people that had qualifying events. They were not people that were in limbo or had other issues and they couldn't get in the open enrollment to begin with. These were people that came, called their office or some connection or referral or past clients, and they all had qualifying events, which allows them 60 days to pick a new plan. So there's really not a whole lot out there to benefit from this, but it could be just procrastination. They have until May to get this thing done, and so they may just wait until May to get another deadline pushed on them and make a decision, but I want to at least throw it out there that it's not as impactful as probably some had bet it was going to be, and most of them had qualifying events. And so, but if anybody has questions, concerns about it, or need any more updates on what's going on with the open enrollment that was put forth by the Biden administration, just call our office and we'll walk you through it. And maybe you qualify, maybe you don't, but give us a call or find an insurance broker that knows what they're doing and be able to put you in the right spot. Entrepreneurs out there could still do small groups. You won't be able to take advantage in most cases. In certain cases, you can still get a level funded product, but it may not be to your advantage just yet. But you could still create small groups to lower your costs from the exchange plans or the retail market through a small employer. We've talked about this before, but I just want to bring it up again. We could create groups out of thin air with certain, we have a checklist to go through. If we're able to check all the boxes that are required by the insurance company, you could provide yourself a small group plan and have more leverage, be able to buy up policies versus what's even available on your own. In addition to, if you looked at the same exact or similar plan to what you could have purchased on your own, in the Chicago market, the premiums are lower. And it can be as much as, I've seen as high as 30% lower for similar coverage. And a lot of times you'll actually get better coverage. Or if you're okay with the premiums, you might be able to buy up coverage and have a better plan through the company small employer plan. There are check boxes that we have to meet, but you could go ahead and create those and we could go through that. And we have tax professionals and attorneys that will be able to do it if you don't have yours. But there are ways to get around it, but we do have to meet a checkbox. And I look forward to coming back again and talk about more topics next week.